Hola, everybody. Welcome to week 2 of the Spanish horror film tribute. Tonight, we have again the one and only El Hijo de Godzilla, along with El Queso, and the one and El Bobo, as we contemplate what is a Doctor of Doom, and why does he have the bloody apes with him? Because I don't know. And here is Carl.
Greetings, salutations, el rey de queso says hello to you. And yes, we are here as part of Hispanic Appreciation Month. And of course, this also goes in now that we're in scary season. We're going to be doing a commentary watch of Doctor of Doom. And of course, I first must say hello and introduce our wonderful Eric Olin, a.k.a. Doc Sludge. Eric, nice to have you with us.
It's good to be here. Looking forward to this. Yeah, I know this Doctor of Doom is better than any of the Doctor Dooms and any of the Fantastic Four films. That is for sure.
Okay. And also, our announcer and El Bobo and my former partner, we're so glad to have you. It's Stephen Gronquillo. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, and it's Esteban Miguel Ronquillo.
Okay, we're getting silly here. So,
and to get a little bit of the history of the movie tonight, Doctor of Doom is a Rene Cardona film, and the first of his two Luchadore films, which goes with the one that probably everyone knows, because that's the one that was played all over on TV, and that's the robot, I mean, the wrestling woman versus the Aztec mummy.
I remember seeing that when I was a kid. Seriously, like 5-6 years old on a Chiller Theater in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And this was remade in 1970 by Rene Cardona Jr. as Night of the Bloody Eight.
Ooh, and I know that one, too.
Yeah, that's a favorite.
Yeah, Mexican exploitation and particularly these luchadore films are just, I love them, and Santo films, all of that. And so I'm so glad we're doing these this season. So just to let everyone know, it is on Midnight Pulp, and we are there.
And YouTube, too.
Oh, okay, YouTube also. And basically, we are at 000. Is everyone at 000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's one more place that you can find this movie, if you can find it. Well, if you can afford it. It's there's a very, very, very small release on Something Weird DVD. Good luck finding it. Right now, I've seen it on eBay for $100 or more, so you can get it that way. But
is that on the old Casa Negra?
No, that's the Something Weird DVD.
Okay, that's the Something Weird.
It was never released. It was pulled from release about the same day it hit stores. The only copies that are out there being sold are review copies.
Okay, we're getting some feedback, Stephen, so get closer to the mic.
I am.
Oh, there you go.
That's
now
not
we
me.
Done. Okay. There we go.
Yeah,
we're good.
We got it taken care of. Yep.
But, yeah, it's a very, very rare, and it's going for like $100 a pop, and I don't think this ever did come out on VCI or any of the other ones. I don't know why, because popular as – hold on. As popular as Night of the Bloody Eight and Wrestling Women versus the Aztec Mummy or the Aztec Mummy films are, you would think anybody would try to put it out.
But it never did. Never did. Nope. So we are about to start here. We're at 0000. So are you guys all set?
Yep. Oh, yes.
Okay, we're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then go. So
okay.
Here, I'll start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
DMR.
Here we are.
Yep, here we are.
That's me and Carl going after a woman on Saturday night. We looked at the minute in three-piece suit. But then, Gomar.
And are you sure you guys aren't tracking her down for the cheese in her purse?
I'm looking for cheese. I like
that. That's the sign that we are watching the K. Gordon Murray translation.
And there's nothing wrong with that. This is, guys.
Yeah, this is the best I've ever seen it. Like, the actual, like, quality of the copy so far. This is very impressive.
Shabella Romero, Martha Guerrero Solis, Magdalena Caballero.
I saw a Alfred
Salazar. He did a lot of these, Salazar did.
Musical direction by Antonio Diaz.
Antonio Diaz Conde.
Film it, Tributo Azteca, Mexico. English language version produced by K. Gordon Murray.
And by the way, take a look. There's actual crowds at this one. The last one we did, we didn't see a crowd, but here we do.
Yeah. At Sound Lab Inc., Coral Gables, Florida. Miguel San Fernando, not the San Fernando Valley.
And now, I got to say that the wrestling looks real again. This looks like a real match.
Yeah. And the girls don't look pretty like they do nowadays. They just look like some mean, tough girls that want to beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
They do look very strong.
Ow.
And that's a compliment.
I kick to the face.
Oh, man, she's getting pummeled.
I just kicked her ass and didn't get one hair out of place. I look gorgeous.
No, gotta admit, she's kind of attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the Doctor of Doom in this medical experiment.
Time to call the doctor.
So, can anyone tell me, and it was specifically in the 50s and 60s, but it was like mad scientist and this anti-version of science. You know, I'm surprised we don't have things like that today, you know, with the social. But why is it that it was always mad scientists? There are only a couple of films where the scientists were good, right? On the side of good.
Yeah.
Right. And there usually was a mistake that happened that causes a monster or something weird like that, like in the tarantula film.
Right.
Good scientists just accidentally created a giant tarantula.
And even the good ones, you had a Quatermass who was an asshole.
Yeah.
This is true.
But I love him.
What are you doing, you silly cat? I love you. just a reminder. Just a reminder that... Yeah, just a reminder, I do have a senior cat here. And he is running all over the place, and he's bopping me, playing with toys, and he's just being a cutie good boy.
And you know, if we didn't make fun of that guy's goofy medical hat, oh, shit.
Then, of course, take a look at his eyes, man. You can tell he's evil. He's got two evil eyes. I guess
no,
it's George Romero. Yeah, there it is. Look at those eyes.
And then
he's working those eyebrows.
They always got to have that electrical charge going in between those two things.
Yeah, of course. It has to be, it has to be a spark of brilliance. Ooh. That was a bad pun. I admit it.
Yes, it was. I'm okay.
Shit. Well, you fucked it up again.
Yep. The fourth one. Go forth and get a fifth. No, drink the night away. Go for it.
See? Stupid women. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
You don't know how many people you are going to piss off with that. It doesn't matter right now. We're having fun.
Hey, it says, hey, they said it, not me.
I know, I know. Man, this is gorgeous. I mean, seriously. The first time I ever saw Doctor of Doom was years and years and years ago on a bootleg DVD that I swear was like copied off of a fifth generation VHS, and it looked like a turd. But this is beautiful.
Well, you know, we talked about that with the previous one too, that these restorations are great, and this is gorgeous black and white. It's just gorgeous.
And what is it with naming monsters in 50 films Gomar?
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's a pile. It's Gomar pile. I don't know.
Yeah, and then you've got like Stag, the Living Hill, and Thing Fan Foom.
I'll take a rack, a couple of steaks off that big bad boy hanging down there next to the cage. That's just like me feeding Princess. Try to get her to jump back. She's like, screw you. Give me the food.
Notice you haven't seen their faces yet. Of course, that is definitely planned. You don't know.
Right.
And mentioning the bloody ape, the experiment right there looks pretty much dead on to the ape man from Night of the Bloody Apes.
Yep.
The only reason he obeys me now is because I'm not a
king. Yeah, Prince is about my ass.
So it looks more like spinach in his mouth than meat. Is he a vegetarian? I'm surprised.
Gomar's sort of like the beast in the closet from The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
Yes. Great little movie,
great
by
movie.
The way. Yeah,
oh,
seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that black and white when they chill out. That is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Mel Blanc screams, turn out those lights.
You call this a close-up? Never mind.
I'm so fit and so manly. Look at my shoulders. Look at my pecs. I'm a man.
Who cares? I'm looking at those semi-nudie pictures.
Now, this is how you steer. This is how you make coffee the right way, everybody. With all this too much, you know.
Hell, I've known coffee people like that. They're like, That's one thing I learned in my years at my months of learning how to work in an industrial kitchen. You do not fuck with the coffee at morning.
No, you don't. Particularly if I'm working.
Well, anybody's working. Those are bringing their own coffee cups. You'd be scared of them because if you get their approval, then you feel like a god for the day.
I had a special mug when I was working at Music and Arts.
Yeah. I have a canister that I bring in that's usually full of coffee, and it literally looks like something would carry uranium in. And I walk through the cube area with that, people know. It's like, they basically look at me like, oh, so you're bringing in your liquid death, huh? Yeah, that's my liquid nuclear foo. Get me through the day.
What he doesn't know is that's not really a rabbit's foot. That's actually a fragmentation grenade. Damn, that's an espresso there.
Yeah, no shit.
That is the shortest tie I've ever seen. Oh, wait, that's not a tie. It's part of the shirt. I'm sorry.
How do they know he's a motherfucking doctor?
I don't know.
Now they know he pissed off. Once in my life, I'll die a happy man if they put in there the crazy motherfucker. Servicio secreto, secret service. Yeah, the proof lies in the pudding.
Well, considering he's killing women and trying to, yeah, he's a bad man. I'm just saying.
That's he's probably angry, too.
Yeah.
You know, on the subject of mad scientist, I remember hearing an explanation. I don't remember all of it, that most of the mad scientists in these movies are like mad engineers. But I'm not really, I don't remember the exact why and why is in the
letter. Jesus Christ. Now that's fucking cool. They got the evil bad guy mask on now.
What? Oh, you went to... Okay.
Goddamn, another kung fu fight over at Doc's house. We don't know what's going on, people, but goddamn, it sounds like Doc sounds like a Bruce Fly movie.
No, actually, Scout came running up and told me that he used litter box. That's what he does, and then he runs away.
Sounds good, well.
Yeah, he comes up, and he squeaks at me, then he runs off. You good to go? You okay? Yeah.
I gotta admit, those masks and that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those hoods.
You know, they're a little, you know, I mean, you might think they're KKK, but it's Mexico.
I love Gomar's look. He's looking at me like, are you shitting me? I gotta listen to these pussies? Dun, dun, dun.
They kind of remind me of, like, executioner hoods.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, jeez, what the heck was that?
Or the hood from that old serial, The Mysterious Dr. Satan.
What is a baby? Oh, I know what you want. Okay. No, you're not going outside.
This movie is not condescending to women, is it?
No, not at all.
You don't want messing with me, can start.
Okay.
Good. The dumb bitch forgot her rabbit foot.
That means she's gonna be grabbed.
In case you're wondering, that might not be one of the bad guys. All those Mexicans really drive that crazy at night after we got the tequila in there. Holy shit, look at that taxi. I love it.
Oh, that's a great taxi. Doc, you got to do something with the background noise, buddy.
I'm sorry. Doubt needed to be
fed. He's in the middle of a Wu-Tang film. I'm waiting to see how the motherfucker ends, Carl. Just hush.
Yeah, Scout should be okay now. He's
okay. You gotta love that. You gotta love that costume. That's fucking awesome.
What the hell? They're standing in front of him. He's the one with the bulletproof suit. They don't have one. They can. What's that word we say in English? Get the shot.
Ricochet.
Yeah. He ripped the pants. That guy ripped the ass up to see his pants.
Yeah, but you know what? You could shoot him in the balls. He doesn't have metal down there.
Oh, yeah. Carl's right.
It'll
like
be Harvey Korman and Blazing Saddles.
He looks like he's up to the pool by Flirty. Damn it, I thought I locked that secret door.
Little door. Large man, get inside. Ooh, you brought dinner.
I am Gothar. I have come from a distant planet. Oh, sorry, wrong movie.
My friends call me Lugnut. I'm so cute.
Aww.
Peel bras, man.
Oh, the bag of doom. The buttons of doom.
You know, if you did like some boxing training on that bag, I wonder what the effects would be to the person attached to it.
Cocaine? Oh, Coramine. They killed the oxygen bag. No, that was one of my favorite characters in the movie. Oxygen bag, we barely knew you, bro. And now you got lumps on his head.
You know, it's like watching an avant-garde film with those masks. They're breathing in and out, and the masks are hypnotizing me. I swear, I must eat cheese. I must be que de leso. No, rey de que. No, never mind. Anyway.
I have no idea.
I believe so. In Canada, disorder.
Ha 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 ha
what? Alex Farnsworth, the name seems French.
Who asked?
Well, hello.
Back to the luchador.
Hello.
Oh, I love this part right here. You haven't seen this before, have you?
No, I haven't.
There's Gloria B, Glorious Venus, and Golden Ruby.
Nice.
Just, I love this part right here when homeboy's talking shit.
Those are extremely pronounced eyebrows.
Yeah, no
what
shit.
What the fuck is that, Carl? Carl, you suffered
what?
A bad accident. What happened? You're dead. Oh, God, no!
Yeah, you had a bad accident. I died.
What killed him? Death. Oh, no, not that.
I think one of the things we want to do here, Steve, is give a little background on Kate Gordon Murray, because he's presenting this to us.
Kate Gordon Murray was a Florida guy who made millions get buying these Spanish films on the cheap and translating them and shipping them out to theaters. Anything from the luchador films like this to the kiddie films, which most of us would know from kids. Well, Carl would definitely know his kids.
Yeah, Santa Claus. Oh, God, help me.
No, not Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah,
it's
like,
more like Little Red Riding
Hood
versus
Riding
the Monster.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Thumb.
But
oh, yeah.
he was quite
the
entrepreneur. You know, I mean, he made tons of money on this stuff.
Wait, Carl, I have to say this after he's saying that name. Alice?
Okay.
Who the fuck is Alice?
TC would be very, very proud of you. He just played that on one of his shows a couple of days ago. Last week, I think, actually. Or the
yeah.
week before, 2 weeks ago.
The thing is, we don't have the smallest bit of evidence to work on. But he knows that the man we're trying to hunt down is going to commit an error. And when he does, we'll get him. Yes, that's true.
That guy who's his partner may be one of the smallest Mexicans I've ever seen in my fucking life. And I've been out to Phoenix.
But at the moment, I must admit that I don't know where to start to look for
him. Don't you know your partner?
Wait, no, man. Oh, here's the new girl.
One moment,
please. One moment. Very important.
Now,
I'd like you to meet another young lady who spent many years in the wrestling game. She's come here today to join you. Yeah, Golden Ruby. Don't get used to these names, folks, because they're the same two that's in Wrestling Women versus Aztec Women, but Kate Gordon Murray changes her fucking name. Here we go. Look at this. This is a thing called a punctuate.
Oh, kick that guy's ass. Kick his balls.
This is better than Wrestling Women USA.
I think they made this scene just for Carl. They knew that Carl was going to be watching this about 20 years down the line.
They're well, like, you know, all those women on top of me, I'm actually would be kind of happy. Maybe out of breath, but still happy.
That's what I'm saying. I love that. Come on, talk smack and just smack, 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 boom.
I don't know
what
you think, but that man's saying.
I love that, Carl.
I love him. I want to take him home as a pet.
Yeah, all I know is this kid's being a madman thing.
Maybe I'll call him Tito Puente.
He's a puta.
Why, hello.
No. I know what's wrong. You need to wipe that shit off your chin, woman.
Oh, geez. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, the bad thing about HD, you can see like the sweat just hanging on her chin.
Yep, you can. But God,
I mean, that,
this
like,
is a beautiful transfer.
That literally shows you how good
I've seen lesbian movies that start out like this, Carl.
Yeah, definitely. I'm getting lots of lesbian vibes here.
Ladies.
Alia Mofosa, hoy de lucha de revelos. Estiles de fin de tempe. The Golden Ruby and Golden Venus versus La Getela.
Gatela?
Rudism.
Berta Galindo.
Galindo.
Galopadora.
Three luchas, master merges.
I'm making no attempt to pronounce any names because my Spanish is absolutely terrible, and I do apologize to all of our listeners who speak Spanish.
I watched Telemundo growing up.
I work for a Puerto Rican equivalent of a Telehan, but the only Spanish I know is all curse words. We'll just leave it at that.
Like I said, Doc, one time I watched Super Cop with Korean subtitles in Spanish. Talk about an interesting experience.
The closest I ever did to that was going down to Delancey and seeing Kung Fu movies in Mandarin without any subtitles.
I love me calling out on being a pervert. Yeah, you better watch out. He'll put your foot in the mouth.
I like this guy on the left, man.
Like Carl with mine. You mean she'll put my foot in her mouth? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm into that. I've always been a bit of a shrimper.
Look at him.
So.
He's getting into it.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, go.
Look up, buddy. What?
I like it that it's real crowds, man.
Yeah, that gives it something that, you know, like that scene in Moonshine Mountain we talked about one time over on the drive-in show.
Right.
Where you got to see the whole audience just get down and enjoy it. I love it. You get up, yeah. Okay, never mind. She may be one of the shortest Mexicans I've ever seen in my freaking life. But I still wouldn't mess with her stout ass.
Very nice. Very nice. Well done. We all clapped. Well done.
You know, there is something to this. There is something to watching wrestling. Now, I'm not into the showy stuff. I like this.
The old school stuff.
Yeah, this is old school. This is what I grew up with Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno and the rest of them.
Yeah.
Guys that were hookers, where if you try to pull any fast moves on, they could twist you into so many damn knots that you'd be like, please, sir, would you please get my foot out of my ear? Damn. Well, little homegirl would be whooping that ass.
Yeah.
I like a little stout one. She's got fire.
I mean, notice this, that even in the silliest circumstances of mad doctor transplanting brains, vampires, werewolves. They treat the wrestling with respect.
Oh, absolutely.
They do. They definitely do.
If you see the same wrestling scene in an American film, they would treat it like it's some kind of silly, stupid joke.
Right. This doesn't look like a joke, trust me. This does not look like that.
No.
It looks like it really hurts.
Yeah. I like this guy to the left. He doesn't have any lines. He's an expert, but he's like, he's like stealing the whole fucking scene when they're there.
Yeah.
Boop to the face.
Ow, God damn.
Yeah.
Talk about boop to the head.
Yeah, I really got a
tits. He's got sweaty tits,
wrestling.
By the way, did you notice? That's real shit.
I like this wrestling better than like the WWE crap.
I'd like
you to meet my
teammates, the Golden Group.
It's a pleasure indeed. Hello. Would you like to meet my professor? You know what?
Nice.
These two have got qualities to them. They're pretty and they kick ass.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. It's like Mutt and Jeff with those two policemen. Seriously.
Yeah.
My brother is 6'4", and he had a friend by the name of Tommy Frontino. Tommy's passed, unfortunately, but Tommy was like 5'3", 5'4", and was like Mutt and Jeff.
Did she tell you his name?
No. That's all right.
Okay, we're getting a little feedback from the audio guys.
I'd like you to know that I'm always facing. You don't know how I is to get my hands on that cool man.
Can we turn it down? There we go. That's better.
I got the subtitles on.
Exactly. So do I.
These two ladies will kick everybody's ass in this room, including the viewers. Wow.
Yeah, plan for me. Oh, there's the goofy mobster guy.
Ladies, don't be scared.
What is that lace thing around? Good Lord.
I don't know.
What did they switch beds for?
I love, and you know what? This is just good old-fashioned silly fun. It is. This is perfection and silly.
She kicked his ass right out the window.
Yeah. Nice. I always like women kicking ass.
He kicked his ass out the window, too.
Boy.
But what I like about
this
better than the American ones is I hate it in American films where they punch somebody and then they back off for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Beat you like a yellow dog. Seriously.
Yeah, you go after them. They'll kick your ass too, buddy.
Yeah. Isn't me or was her head at cross level with him?
Yeah, I think it was. Right. It was close to cross level.
Mm-hmm.
It was more belly button, but nonetheless.
Imagine the Godzilla fight, and Godzilla starts beating the crap out of somebody. And all of a sudden, he just stops for no reason.
Yeah, really.
That would make no sense to me.
He's in love.
Look at her shaking his fist.
His love.
Oh,
Tommy.
Okay, I'm in love. Yeah, we lost Kitten Natividad. We did a show a couple days ago with Pat Crane, and she had a 44-inch breast. It was like, you know, that's what you looked at. No question.
Oh, there's the doofus quartet again.
These two women right here will kick everybody's ass in this film. So there.
Are you afraid? No, but I sure would feel here. If I knew that Mike were out there, better. I was. Look here.
Mike. Someone is really bleeding over and sound, guys.
My volume's at zero. I'm at zero.
I got mine low too.
No, I'm down to one, and I've got the. I'm okay. There we go. It looks better now. Ah, there he is.
There he is. King.
How the hell can
King
you see
Dom?
That man?
It's Gomer Pyle.
No more don't fuck around. Boom, boom.
Yeah, he's the only one who can actually grab those two. He's just Park Earl.
I love the music.
They got some of the, oh, yeah, they got some of the coolest cars in these movies, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's because we all still have
cars. That's why cars were cars,
where
man. They had distinction. They had attitude.
Oh, yeah. They are in a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Warehouse. It's a real cool place to be.
How come these two idiots did not just hear that guy say that? They're not that far away, about 30 feet.
Yeah. And why didn't they call for backup? Seriously.
Because we need suspense and drama. We can't be silly all the time.
Nice! The little guy! Kick some ass! I like the little guy.
Definitely a good addition to the film.
Body thuds. Goes into some boxes, tumbling.
Another reason why I love these.
Time down.
Another reason why I love these Mexican monster movies like this is because they really don't waste any time getting things moving. I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of introduction here and there, but then it's just like bang, zoom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they have the monsters.
Just ruined all the refrigerators.
And the wrestlers and everything else for the. There's something else you wouldn't see in American action movie. all the bad guys jumping on the good guys at once and just beating the shit out of them.
Bobby, wake up.
That little dude is great. I give him a
hand. Hey, he's like a fast signal.
Hi, please. How are you?
Hold my gun. Why didn't he say that to one of the women?
That's what Carl says on his dates. Hold my gun. It's about to go off.
Especially if you hold it. But that's beside the point.
We call this premature firing. Yes, he's a very angry doctor.
No.
Are these the only men you have working for you?
No.
That's right.
No.
Is there anything that you want to ask? Miss? Oh, yes, just one thing. Use. Train. Oh, this is the good thing that must have failed that. That's not true. Let me give you.
No.
No. No, I know the man killed those girls. He escaped. And he's killed. He escaped.
The guy with the glasses. Hello. You okay, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need protection.
I need protection. Well, get a condom.
Hey, Ben, nice. Go to the bathroom in 50 cents, motherfucker. Shit. Yes.
Stoneface. Oh, my God. It's Danny Trejo's dad.
Yeah, look at him. Fucking undead. Told you.
Okay, that's a little bit of overacting, kids. Just a tiny bit.
Carl, where were you when the murder happened?
I was watching the movie. I was on the phone with you. And Doc.
Back.
Are you going to stick that up the other guy's nose, the glasses? You're getting real close to it there, bud.
And that means he was in another position when the needle struck. Are you trying to say
I'm thinking it's the professor. What do you think?
It's somebody.
But we like the stupid sidekick. Get rid of the detective. We want Tommy.
Yeah.
Oh, Well, that's without asking the cop.
You will go to a house. You will listen to the talking heads. This is not my house. This is not my wonderful life.
She's in my imagination, or our two hero ladies, heroines, the tallest ones in this whole bunch.
And one's blindfolded.
I like her. I love Tommy. Tommy's so happy.
Tracy watches. The Yankees are the bottom of a box of cereal.
Hey. I bet those are the... Those, I bet these are like the, similar to the Santo models that they used in the film.
Oh, she's a redhead. Aww. I love the translation. I'd like to know what the original line was in Spanish, though.
Sorry.
Do you want to talk to the captain? It's just the reason I don't think he's here. Hold on, he just got it. Captain, put it on the telephone. Captain Anderson, this is my
There's very bad men here with guns. How do you know they're very bad men? Because they're wearing black masks and black clothes.
Yeah,
and
but the baddest one is wearing a white mask.
Oh, this is true.
We don't need no stinking colors. We just don't want to ever fucking mask we want to.
We don't need no stinking badgers.
Well, which is it? You want me to turn around and get my hands up? I can't do both at once. That confused the hell out of me, wouldn't it, you, Carl?
Yep.
Turn around and put your hands up. Oh, wait. We're getting to some waiting Godot-type conversation.
Okay, that top, you know, if you spin it around, it'd hypnotize me.
Oh, yeah. She moves too quick and makes me dizzy. This reminds me of the court scene in The Brainiac for some reason.
Well,
actually, The Brainiac was written by Salazar, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I love The Brainiac, by the way.
Hey, look how polite the bad guy is. Good evening, gentlemen.
I'm big and scary because you can see my shadow. Everybody go that way. No, I said that way.
The best chamber.
The other way.
Oh, Carl, did you ever get the death chamber fixed in your apartment? You said that the hinges were squeaky and you had to get them oiled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all taken care of. Oh, that, now that's cool.
Or spike walls.
Well, it's funny if you can just guess that there's probably up 5 or 6 union guys behind there going, ugh!
Yeah.
I get paid. Don't get enough pay for this shit. Pushing these walls, oh boy.
Come to daddy. Come to daddy.
There's gotta be some way out. But where? They'll find it. Harder than she gets this thing. Harder than she gets. Lorraine, try to hit Gloria.
I would love them and pet them and name them George.
Yep.
I would. No, go warm.
I like it. He's so short. Why don't you think of your girlfriend and stiffen whatever you got?
His third leg.
Yeah, his little head, as I like to call it. And here's the crowbar.
Ladies, the interest of you, of your friends, the court, might get you squished into the hands of a large ape man who wants to call them baby and or George and squish them. You might want to hurry up a little bit.
Now, in realization, by this time, they should be toast.
Or at least getting manhandled by the gorilla guy. Or their best impression of the Samsonite luggage commercials back from the 80s and 70s.
Beep, 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 beep. Nah, you're getting cold. How did I think it's on the fuck cowboys that fucking quake?
If you hear a strange noise in the background, my cat decided to officially take a nap on me and he's purring. So let's
see. Aww.
He's a good boy. How the heck did they get that chair embedded in the wall like that?
I don't know, I like it.
Cool.
Yeah. These two are truly ass kickers of a generation.
You know, I mean, and this predates Pam Grier by a number of years. Okay, and that's very cool. It even predates Emma Peel
Ellen Ripley
in the Avengers.
Yep.
Maybe not Honor Blackman, but Emma Peel for sure.
And also Ellen Ripley from the Aliens films. And also
yeah, which
this
is way later.
Yep, and this also predates the strong women movement we're having nowadays. And this just proves you know, women kick butt. Always have, always will. So there. Puts his tie back on. That's ridiculously awesome. Get him. Get Jesus, cold cock that guy. I love this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you get for being a naughty doctor. Good ass whooping.
Acido, what's in that? Apple?
Oh, nice. The lab is going to blow up very soon, so we need to talk to these couple lines and find out his real identity. We can't do that, so we got to run and do this.
I like how it would be nowadays. Let him blow up soon. Fuck him. Come
on. And they hogtied all the bad guys.
But loose enough where
cool.
They can walk out. I think Tommy Boy's going to have some fun in bed tonight the way she does and not. So much on white boxes. You don't like that chair on the wall even before he reads it, Doc.
It doesn't like
it. Yep.
Fire bad, fire bad.
Fucking pussy, God damn it. Do I have to rescue your ass every time?
Gloria, Ruby.
Doctor survives to everything. Having acid thrown on his face, being beaten up by women wrestlers. Don't send in the army, send in the wrestlers. So,
absolutely.
If it must be destroyed in 20 minutes, send in Santo. If it must be destroyed in 5 minutes, send in these ladies.
No, I'm going to wrestle another woman.
Yeah.
That joke flew over your head, didn't it, Carl?
Because they're not showing you the other side of his face either.
Wait. Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum.
I have never seen a Mexican with that much chest hair in his life. So I've never seen a Mexican with chest hair in his life, period. Is it me or does he, is he better as a crazy-ass doctor than he was as the kind doctor?
Yeah.
He just had much more fun.
Ooh, you always have much more
scalpel.
Fun as this villain.
Why the fuck?
Send an electric scalpel.
Why would you need an electric scalpel? That sounds like something from a fucking Frank Zappa song, Carl.
Yeah, really. By the way, did you all see the beakers? Meep, 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 meep. Sorry, really bad pun.
Yeah. Oh, look, the only one to survive with an ape brain is the... Black woman.
Yes.
Enough said. Let's just back away from this one. Back away. Slowly back away. Not talk.
Vendetta.
What's V for, Carl?
Well, you know, it's for Vendetta, actually. You know, you need a guy Fox Max, though. She doesn't have a guy Fox Max.
I know, but a lightning luchador mask with lightning bolts on it's a lot cooler than the guy Fox mask.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I agree, 100%.
Yes, I can. I see Paris, I see France, I see camel toe in her pants.
I certainly do.
Damn!
I am going to go kick some butt now.
Fuck that table. He is having so much goddamn fun right now, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Is it me, or does she sort of look like Elizabeth?
Well, you know what? That hairstyle and that sort of thing, that's all like Annette Funicello from the Beach movies.
What the heck?
Holy crap, El Santo!
Yeah.
No, wait, that's a white mask, not silver. My bad.
No, that's a white mask.
And Sandro didn't have teeth on his mask. We call this guy El Champo.
Shouldn't you know someone that you watched training blindfolded about fucking 2 or 3 days ago that she was on a first-name basis with?
Yeah. President, terrible and masquerada.
The masked terror? I'm only guessing.
Those are actual crowd
shots.
Notice that they're a lot more grainy.
Yeah, that's real footage of where they used to have the matches out in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I forget what it's called.
You ready?
None of your goddamn business.
And now we're getting close to the finale time, and it's going to get crazy from what I remember. Crazy fun, though.
Yeah. Oso Negro. That's Black Bear.
There she is.
I need to clean up damn mask.
I can be everybody. She can be everybody in this movie's butt. That is faux show.
I'm sorry, but when I look at those masks, I see staph infections all over the motherfucking place.
Easy.
I like it.
That would be Carl. You're like, do it again. Do it again. God damn it.
No,
Carl.
Absolutely. Oh, please, more. More, mistress.
El Champion El Mexico, Gloria Venus.
Boo! I love Tommy.
I won't boo her. She just come out there and whoop that ass.
Okay, here we go.
That's looking onesie.
What? Run back, get faster. What that woman was saying was, you fucking pussy? in Spanish. I forget what the word is, but it wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Her running Bucha? Like that. Yeah.
Ah, that's better.
You can't help it, you're a manager.
Her hands are getting hairy about the moment. That's it. Meet me under the bleachers. I'm going to kick your ass.
Come here, motherfucker.
I was waiting for that, Steve. Thank you so much.
And now you see, Carl, why I'll pay $50 without blinking for a DVD of this.
Oh, hell yeah. It is worth it.
I see more of that, I see more camel toe back than about a minute or so ago.
Yep. I saw some too.
That's
you're not
you,
Carl. This is
look,
when things
the
start losing
don't give
control.
A fuck.
Boom! Done with you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, ref.
She's starting to go berserk. I don't remember if there's a big reveal in this one or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the mask comes off and everybody's like, oh, my God, and runs away.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a pretty wacky end.
Yep.
Look, I kick everybody ass in the room. Yeah, just like a little Mexican mama if you get, like, dirt on the floor. Oh, shit, she got the slipper.
I like the idea that the women get to kick men's ass. I like that a lot.
Why didn't they go on different sides of the fucking ring? El Lobo Negro! Black Wolf.
These guys, they walk,
that door, right there,
they don't
man.
Go anywhere.
That's there, man. No, right perfect. There. There, that door. Have you seen a masked man here? No, Captain. Look, right away. Dude. Yeah, fuck you. God damn, they stupid. Damn, that badass. He just whooped everything.
Yeah.
The big action black car climax.
They're both. You know, ironically, they put the brain of an ape in a female wrestler's body. Now they're doing King Kong.
Yep, well, of course. What do you expect?
There's another. I think I was thinking of another one. I think I was thinking of another Mexican wrestling movie where there, or maybe the newer Hellboy, where a Mexican wrestler gets mask ripped off and it's a monster. I don't remember.
Yeah, Hellboy. The Del Del Toro one had a luchador scene.
Yep.
Right,
yep,
Carl?
Yeah.
Well, shit. What now, sunshine?
Let me bring up movie studio lights. Love it. Don't go up there. You're going to get thrown off like a, oh, a, I don't know, something.
Damn. God, it sucks being the hero.
Yeah, really.
We got King Kong vibes. Now we're getting Hideous Sun Demon vibes and Incredible Melting Man vibes. It's all over the place. I love it. Don't fall. Don't fall.
Ah, destroy him.
Kick him again and again and again. And that
nice.
Was
nice.
Dummy Dad.
Actually, it was a dummy.
Dummy Death too.
Nice. Boy, you got down quick.
Yeah. Ooh, crunchy.
It's all
now
over
now,
kid.
Now let's go home and sleep.
Now I want tacos.
Burritos.
Or burritos.
Pupusas.
I've never had those yet.
Oh, I love pupusas. They're actually not Mexican. They're more El Salvadorian. But nonetheless.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you have to go to a real Spanish restaurant to get those bad boys.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun, kids. That was
yeah.
So much fun.
It was. I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we watched it. You guys know... Steve, you know how to pick a good flick. Definitely. That was fun.
Rene Cardona is like, to me, the most fun of all of the exploitation directors to come out of Mexico.
In a lot of ways, I consider him the Roger Corman of Mexico, particularly in that era.
Yeah.
You know, because, of course, Corman sharpened his teeth on monster movies and that sort of thing. And that's exactly what Cardona did. Good stuff.
And even when he
absolutely
makes
fun.
His mistakes, which I love, like Santa Claus.
Oh.
Yeah. I actually like
that. That gave me a headache.
That film.
Seriously, gave me a headache.
I think that's what it was designed to do. Give it all
yeah, you're probably right about that.
Like some
it's
sort
one of those,
some sort of
like, We're Catholic. We don't know shit about Santa Claus or the missiles or anything. Okay, make a movie about him. What?
Ooh, don't forget Pitch.
Oh, Pitch is great. He was an actual ballet. He was an actual dancer. That's why all of his dancing scenes actually work.
Yeah. God, what an insane movie that is. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about what we're going to watch next week.
Next week is going to be a real kitchen sink movie. And it's on YouTube. It's the only place I've seen it, but thank God, because it's in Spanish with subtitles. And it's El Santo, el Blue Demon contra el Monstruo. It basically is like, what monster do you want to be in this movie? All of them. What do you mean? All of them.
Dracula. The Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Cyclops.
Zombie. Bad Doctors. The Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
Vampire Women.
Probably some witches, too.
Probably.
Yes.
La Bruja.
La Bruja.
La Bruja.
Bruja? Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was Latin or L. Yeah. But I seriously don't know Spanish. I do apologize. I took all the classes in high school and just couldn't get it.
But if you're looking for some other fun ones to watch there, the El Santo films they have up on Midnight Pulp are good. El Santo versus the Curse of La Llorona. El Santo versus the Vampire Women. Well, El Santo,
yeah. Yeah, the Santo movies are so much fun. And they're just silly and wonderful, and I can't get enough of them. Now, what I do have to tell you is that next week we're getting into a lot of what we like to call spooky season, because we are now in October,
yes.
And of course, at the end of this month, there's going to be Halloween. So what I can tell you is this, okay? On Tuesday, we are going to have a commentary watch. I have a sneaking suspicion, though I have to clear it with Miss Rachel, that we are going to be doing Wolfen. If not Wolfen, we will have something definitely picked for Tuesday. What I can also tell you is on Thursday, we start a three-part series with Miss Vicky Love, and Rachel will join us for this also. And the next three Thursdays will be shows about Doctor Who. And so
who?
The first, yeah, who? Doctor Who? Who's on first? Anyway, the first show is about our favorite classic and Russell Davies reboot Doctors. Then the next week will be Companions. And the third week will be showrunners and writers. And we might even do a fourth week of our favorite monsters. So that's a series that's going to run through October. And we're going to have a blast with that.
For all you Pittsburghites, I have to do this, and I'm singing, Carl just says, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Night of the Living Dead. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. And
can you believe that they released a Night of the Living Dead, its very first showing in the public was at a kiddie matinee?
Ooh.
That was a mistake.
Yeah. And the
quote
was famous for views that showing, he's like, the kids were not prepared for this.
The adults weren't prepared for it. Seriously, nobody was prepared for that film in 1968. Nobody.
Yeah.
I was 10 years old. I have a story to say about this before we go. It was 1967. We were living in Beaver Falls, and a lot of the shooting schedule was over at Evans City, which is only about 8 miles away. And there was an ad in the paper for zombies. And I literally went to my mother. I'd just gotten out of my braces and begged her to come over. And I even said, I walk like a zombie. Really? I need to be. But she didn't take me over. And my zombie IMDb is because my mom refused me to go to Evans City. So I've always felt bad about that, but I've always been proud of George Romero and Pittsburgh area. And so this is a really big thing. Seriously.
And they have a great story too, and I'll let Carl see this. Mike Judge did a show called Behind the Tour Bus. You know who George Clinton is, don't you?
Yes. Of course.
Well, one night he was coming off of a show out of Pittsburgh, and he was looking to get a short way to looking for a shortcut to go to
was it Erie, I think?
Yeah,
okay,
Erie.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia, Erie. And so in the middle of the night, they were like high, they were like stoned off their balls in acid, driving on these backcountry roads. Then all of a sudden, they stopped their car because they seen something coming towards their car. And then all of a sudden, 20 zombies walked up to their car. And George Clinton said the sight made him scream like a little girl and shit and piss his pants at the same time. And then he said George Romero walked out and said, "What the hell are you doing? You're on a fucking movie set."
Nice. That's beautiful. Fucking beautiful. Seriously. Yep. So one other thing I do need to say about housekeeping is that during the month of October, we're planning a bunch series of podcasts, and it's basically weird horror shit from Name the Country. So I can guarantee you that we will have, in the upcoming month, we will have the Philippines, we're going to have Germany, we're going to have Italy, we're going to have Mexico, and we're looking at possibly Scandinavia. So we're going to have shows about all those countries and all the weird shit that comes through. There's lots of stuff. I also know that in the Germany one, we're going to do a commentary watch of Dead Snow, and perhaps even follow that up the next night with Iron Sky. So, we've got a lot planned. It's not set in stone yet, but give us a little time, and by next week, we'll have a couple weeks ready for you.
And
so,
pretty much not set in stone yet. I need to get a hold of William. Getting a hold of William this close to the KHF is sort of like trying to keep Carl from eating cheese off the table. And
This is true.
We're going to be doing the KHF show, but me and Carl are going to be doing four obscure horror films that you need to know a lot better. And trust me, these
we're doing that on your network, by the way. That's going to be on
my network. And trust me, these are obscure.
Do you want to give them titles?
The first one is going to be Valerian Borichek, Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Osborne, a.k.a. Dr. Jekyll and the Femmes. The second is going to be Ruby, the Curtis Harrington one set in the drive-in. And the third one is going to
cool.
be Donald Clamell's last released full film. Wildside was only released on VHS, sadly.
Yeah, but this is White of the Eye.
Aye. This one, when it came out in the 80s, no one watched this.
I saw it in the theater. I was about
yeah.
the only one there. But
like I said, you know, when I say no one,
I know
that
exactly
means
what
under, under 10,000, under maybe 100, 150 people seen it. And the close out of the month, we're going to be doing one of the most fucked up films we have ever done. And if you know this film, you'll know it automatically by title. But if you haven't watched this, watch it or watch it with us. And that is Millie Perkins in the devastating The Witch That Came from the Sea.
And strap yourself in for that one. You're going to need a safety belt.
Trust me.
What, Doc?
I think I've got a copy of that someplace.
The
it was
American
Horror Box. Yep.
Yeah. Watch out, Doc. That one bites.
Yeah, it does.
Ooh, okay.
That one does.
No,
it
not.
Has a philosophy.
Ooh. Yeah.
It bites, so not in a fun way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'll
I'm looking forward to all of that, Stephen.
Yeah, you'll need a shower after it's over.
Ooh, gotcha.
And pretty much all of these come from the earliest, I think, is the early 70s to 1981. And if you got Criterion, you're going to have a lot of good yum-yums to watch there this month. Their 80s
oh.
horror collection, great. Their vampire collection, great. The Universal, interesting. And how good
oh,
yeah. is the Ishiro Honda collection, El Hero de Gojira?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So have you taken a look at the Honda collection on Criterion yet,
Eric? Well, yes. I did see they actually did a hosting of some of the Toho films. I think it was actually today. It started at 9 o'clock this morning. But I've been busy all day, so I haven't been able to get to it. Plus, I don't have a subscription to the Criterion channel. But Scream or Shout is doing has John Carpenter, within I think it's within the next 2 weeks or so, hosting a Godzilla marathon for free on the Shout / Scream streaming channel.
Actually, nice.
Let me check the date right here. I have the info. Oh, I thought I had info.
Oh, I love
yeah,
the Shout channel.
Yeah. It's actually November 3rd through 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and it's on Shout TV.
Nice.
And,
nice.
Yeah,
I'll definitely check
John
that Hartman's out.
Hosting it. We got to see it.
So
that's
so I will
how,
also take the Criterion.
We'll close it up. Go ahead, Carl.
The Criterion Channel has two of my favorite scary movies for this month, and maybe we'll do watches on both of them. One I know we're doing is, as I mentioned, Wolfen. But they also have Blood and Donuts, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that's something that nobody knows, but all I can tell you is think David Cronenberg acting as an Italian mobster. Okay, just think
oh,
about that for a second.
For all of you obscure 80s fans, if you ever wanted to see a beautiful, exquisite print of Michael Mann's The Keep, Criterion's got one up this month.
Right.
Nice.
And the Wolfen print is absolutely gorgeous, too. Seriously. So is
well,
that about it, guys? Anything
yeah,
we
will see you all next week with as we close this up with El Santo y Blue Demon contra El Monstruo.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much for being with us. Same with you, Doc. And everyone that came
welcome.
In and listened, we really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week, guys. Good night.
That's all, folks.
Good night.